The English Language and Japan's Role in the World by Edwin O. Reischauer.
The aspect of a foreign language have, I think, two sides to it. One is the utility of learning to read. Through reading, one can reach a great number of materials which may be valuable in a broad way or in a very narrow, technical way to oneself, but which may not be available in one's own language. Actually, this argument is perhaps not as strong today in Japan as it was, let us say, 50 years ago, because, as you know, there is a great deal of translation activity going on in Japan. I have sometimes felt that the literature of the world, the great books of the world, are probably more available in the Japanese language than in almost any other language in the world. One can reach most of the necessary knowledge of the world through Japanese. One does not have to do it through English or some other foreign language. This would not be true in many other countries where translations into the native language are not very extensive. Most knowledge is readily available in Japanese, and yet, no matter how good a translation is, it is never quite the original. I feel this very strongly in my own reading of Japanese. We have in Tokyo several English language newspapers, as well as the great Japanese language newspapers. I try to read three newspapers in each language every morning. Sometimes I see an article which appears both in the English edition and in the Japanese. Or I see a column like Tensei Jingo that appears in English translation as well as in the original Japanese. I am always amazed by how much more meaning there seems to be in the Japanese version than there is in the English. I'm struck by how much of the real meaning and feeling of some column or article or editorial has been lost in the translation process. I'm not criticizing the translator for not doing a good job. The truth is that languages are so different that something is invariably lost in the process of translation. So even though most things are available in Japanese, the person is getting more when he can read the original English or whatever other language it might be than when he reads only a Japanese translation of the original. This utility of reading is still an extremely important thing. Now, a second area of utility, and one that has become more and more important in recent years, is the area of communication. This represents not just the receiving of things in a written form, but the exchanging of ideas directly between persons. This exchange could be in writing, through letters, or the sending of articles to publications, but it is even more commonly oral. In fact, the oral side of communication has been expanding more and more rapidly. There is a great need for oral communication in this world that is shrinking and drawing nations closer together. Japan, in order to communicate with the rest of the world, needs a foreign language for communication. Japanese are going abroad in greater numbers all the time. Japan's relations with the rest of the world are becoming more and more complex all the time. The method, the tool for this communication, inevitably is a foreign language. And the foreign language, as things now stand in the world, is undoubtedly English. I do not think that anyone would seriously dispute this point. English is the world language as of the present moment.